This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I was at a conference up in Silicon Valley last month, Conversations with People in the Internet Industry. I talked to Susan Wojcicki. She's the CEO of YouTube. We aired that one last week. The policy side of the digital economy was there as well, including Penny Pritzker. She's the Secretary of Commerce. We've had the Secretary on the program a couple of times, and our conversation this time around was about the government's increasing role in digital commerce and whether her department and the government in general weren't a little late to the game.
Yes and no. We uniquely are not your regulator. We are uniquely can be at the Department of Commerce, the voice of industry in the conversation about privacy or cybersecurity or, encryption versus law enforcement.
You'll understand if a lot of the companies out there say, whoa, hey, government's not necessarily our friend when it comes to privacy and law enforcement and cybersecurity.
Right, but there are different voices and different groups in government.
Do you think companies want help in the digital economy?
Well, I think that help isn't the right question.
Okay.
To me, the question is, let's go to cybersecurity.
Okay.
To solve the cybersecurity challenge that we face, we have got to collaborate, the public and private sector. At this point, we have private sector entities that are having to defend themselves against nation states right now.
Yeah.
An IV today is networked. How'd you like to be up on an IV and somebody hacks into your IV? Not so exciting and doesn't give you a lot of confidence. We need to make sure police cars aren't hacked into. We need to make sure, these are real everyday problems that need to be solved.
How much do you worry that the American public is getting numb, really, to the idea of being hacked and, oh God, they got my credit card and Chase is going to send me a new one and it's my fourth in 2 years?
First of all, if you actually look at the surveys, they're not numb. I saw one recently, 45% of people are hesitant to use their credit cards online. I talked to a venture capitalist yesterday who said, this is my biggest concern is, with the hackings, will people stop being willing to do commerce online and put their information online? So I am worried that we are in a race to solve these problems because we have set our economy on a course that it runs on a digital backbone, and we need to make sure that it's secure.
We were talking backstage, and I'm not telling any tales out of school here, but we were talking about self-driving cars, and you brought up self-driving trucks and how you are worried about the truck drivers who at some point will be displaced and they won't have jobs. It seems to me that that's the logical end result of the digital economy, that we will eventually get to the place where those 3 million people won't have jobs. How do you steal the American public, getting it back again to the conversation of the political environment today, how do you steal the American public to know and accept and understand that that's coming and we need to get on board?
Well, I think that...
And I know that's a very politician question and you're not technically a politician, but it's kind of your job.
So answer the question.
So answer the question. Please, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Thanks, Kai. Look, these are very serious issues that I think that we need to be talking about. If we're going to dislocate 3 million truck drivers, how are we going to deal with that as a country?
You've got 3 months and a couple of days till you're out of a job.
Yep.
What are you going to do with yourself, number one? And number two, what will eat at you that you have left undone?
So I think that one of the things that we at the Department of Commerce have done is we've laid a foundation with all of you to have a strong digital agenda and a data agenda and an innovation agenda. But I think the work is really nascent. I mean, if I were putting it in startup language, I think we're in year two of a startup, and we're not earning revenue yet. And we certainly haven't got it all figured out.
Penny Pritzker, the Secretary of Commerce. Madam Secretary,
thank you, Kai.
If you want to take a listen to that Susan Wojcicki interview, it's on our most recent Corner Office podcast. It was pretty good, if I say so myself.